بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي زيد عمرو بن أخطب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال: صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفجر وصعد المنبر فخطبنا حتى حضرت الظهر، فنزل فصلى ثم صعد المنبر فخطبنا حتى حضرت العصر، ثم نزل فصلى ثم صعد المنبر فخطبنا حتى غربت الشمس، فأخبرنا بما كان وبما هو كائن فأعلمنا أحفظنا. رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو زید عمر بن اخطب الانصاری رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led us in Fajr Salah, and then he climbed up the minbar and he addressed us until Zuhr Salah. Can you imagine what a long address that was? What worry and concern Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And after Fajr Salah, he climbed up the minbar and he addressed the Sahaba right up till Zuhr Salah. And then he climbed up the pulpit again after Zuhr. He performed the Zuhr Salah and he climbed up the minbar again until Asr Salah. So now from Zuhr right up till Asr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again was addressing Sahaba. He descended the minbar, performed the Asr Salah and climbed up again the minbar until Maghrib Salah, until sunset. The whole day from the morning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was addressing Sahaba. And imagine the concern, the worry in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He informed us of what had occurred and what is yet to occur in terms of the fitnas, in terms of the trials, in terms of the things that are going to happen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about us also, so that we can also know what is going to happen, how do we deal with the situations, what we must do. Therefore, we're not an ummah, an ummah that is yateem, an ummah that got direction. At all times, we are shown what we need to do. So he informed us of what had occurred and what is yet to occur. The most knowledgeable of us is the one who remembers the most. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu explains in one hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us as far as the things that are going to occur in the world that has already occurred and the things that are still going to occur in the world. That's when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us. He said, but people had forgotten what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said. In other words, all the details they had forgotten. But whenever some occasion would occur, some incident would occur, then they would remember that this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. And then Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu gave an example. He says, like how one person sees another person, and when that person is gone, he forgets about that person. And when that person comes again in front of him, that he sees that person again, then he remembers, I saw this person before. This face is familiar, I know this person. So like that, we would see incidents occurring the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. It's like that, when we see it, then we realize that this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. So this was the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After one more hadith, we'll explain a little bit more. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man nadhara an yuti'a Allah falyuti'ahu, man nadhara an ya'asi Allah fala ya'asihi. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes an oath to obey Allah ta'ala should obey him, and one who takes an oath to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not disobey him. One thing we learn from this hadith is when a person takes oaths, he can only take oaths in those things that ibadat is maqsood, the object is ibadat. For example, I take an oath that I will, if something happens, then I will read 100 rakats nafil namaz. Now that is ibadat. Ibadat day is maqsood. Or I will keep a fast. A person takes an oath like this, there's no problem, because these are ibadats. Fasting is ibadat. Salat is ibadat. Like that, the person, he takes an oath that I'll give 200 rand in charity. Now that is an ibadat. But a person takes an oath that I'll fly from here to Timbuktu, or I'll fly from here to Dubai, I take an oath. Now that is not an ibadat. So that is nothing. That's not even an oath. But a person, when he takes an oath as far as guna is concerned, so then a person should not even fulfill that oath. So here a person, when it comes to guna, a person, this is not an oath, a person shouldn't even keep it. He should do something that is better instead of doing the guna. And we come to know that when an oath is something that is taken with ibadat. So people don't know this, so sometimes something ridiculous things people say that they are taking oaths. An oath needs to be taken in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the maqsood, the objective must be something of ibadat. Anyway, coming back to that first part of the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed up the minbar and he warned us, as we can see this time and age that we are living in, so many different fitnas are coming, so many different trials are coming. A Muslim is one that is on guard all the time. every minute, every second a Muslim is on guard, that I should never be such that I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another thing we learn is that worry and concern that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us, therefore we should appreciate it. This dua that we read in the morning is a mustoon dua. Try and read it in the morning, try and read it in the evening. Radina billahi rabba, that O Allah, we are happy with you as our Allah. What it means is whatever command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to us, we are happy. Because as time goes and time proceeds, more and more it will become difficult for a person to practice on those things that he needs to practice. The person is expressing, O Allah, what I need to obey you, I'm happy with that. Every command of yours, I'm happy. Every, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single thing as far as you are concerned, I'm happy. Radina billahi rabba. Wabil Islami Dina, Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Islam is prescribing for me, I'm happy with it. Every single thing, as far as the outward actions of Islam, as far as the injunctions of Islam are concerned, every single thing, there isn't anything that I'm unhappy. Wabil Islami Dina, Wabi Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah wa Nabiya, and oh Allah, I'm happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Rasul and my Nabi. What is meant by this? That Allah, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm happy with. I'm not unhappy with, I don't have any doubt in any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fact that it's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically there is barakat in it. Automatically there is rahmat that is associated with it. Automatically there is benefit and good for me. So, oh Allah, I'm happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Rasul and Nabi. Person should try and read this daily, morning and evening. Very, very important dua. Especially in these times when there is an attack on the sunnah, when there is an attack on Islam, there is an attack on aspects of deen. Person is reading this and is actually renewing his iman, that these are the important aspects of faith which I am completely happy with. I don't question whether I understand or I don't understand. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.